This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. As part of the 2014 Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm really pleased to invite to have in the studio this afternoon another visitor to these shores. And I've got Shappi Korsandi in the studio. Welcome.
Beautifully pronounced.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Now, so tell me, you're an Iranian-born comedian from the United Kingdom, and they say you're a cultural commentator in the United Kingdom.
Oh, really? Yes, I was born a comedian and in Iran, and cultural commentator. I never know what that means. I think that's a bit sort
it's
of...
It's almost like a
rent-a-gob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about your show.
Well, my show, it's not social commentary. Well, I guess it is a bit. I don't know. But it's a show that I've been touring in the UK, and it's a show where I talk, I guess, an awful lot about being how I came to be a single mum of two children with two different dads, and generally speaking, like what happens to us women to sort of make the choices that we do, and the whole princess fantasy thing that we all think is all going to end up in a fairy tale, and what a dainty, unattainable fantasy that is.
Doesn't always work out that way, does it?
No. Disney films don't always know what they're talking about. But it's I like to think my show is a very positive show. And it is. It isn't, I'll be honest, it's not as structured as my previous shows. It is very loose. Mm-hmm. Last night, I propositioned a woman on stage. I just remembered that. That went off into a bit of a jet lag blur. Yeah, she came in late. She had on rainbow shoes. And we ended up sort of arranging to meet after the show, live in front of the audience. And I have to say, I went to look for her afterwards. She didn't stay.
Oh, that was...
I know.
How rude.
Yeah, well, I was a bit sad.
That sort of thing happens.
I thought there'll be a real story in this, but I don't know.
Yeah, so, and it would have been a great story for today. Now it's... So the show, where are you performing, Shappi?
At the... Town Hall.
The Melbourne Town Hall.
I nearly said the Albert Hall, but yeah. Don't go to the Albert Hall in London. Go to the Town Hall in Melbourne.
Melbourne Town Hall. And which room are you in at the Town Hall?
I am in the Mini Main, which is a new room that they've created with curtains.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of that one before. Yeah.
The Mini Main. It's in the main room, but they made it mini.
Mini. Oh.
Yeah. It's a cozy little den.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. I think the good thing about the Comedy Festival is that some of the venues are really intimate and cozy. And I mean, some other people would say they're probably too small, but it really does give you that, the opportunity to interact well with an audience when they're, if you do have that smaller area. I'm not familiar with that room as such, because if they've just created it. So you use a lot of that in your do you use much of your heritage in your...
I'll be honest, no, not anymore, because not anymore. I feel sad sometimes, because I think once or twice people have come to my shows, not in Australia but in London, kind of I think expecting to hear more of a Iran fest, but this show isn't like that at all, because, to be honest, I was genuinely obsessed with where I was from as I was kind of, you know, in my 20s and stuff. And you get to a point where you... Because my material is very personal. Mm. And so once I'm at peace with something, I have no fun whatsoever talking about it. And so this show is much more about topics that I think are more universal.
Okay.
Like hen nights and stag nights and the horrors that each hold.
Yeah.
For each sex, all the sexes.
Yeah, it sounds like a great show.
Well, I'm enjoying myself. The audience cheer me up every night, which is probably the opposite of what is conventional. And the audiences have been great. Yeah. I've been really excited that they're coming.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's a great... I was actually at a function last night for the festival, and we do have a really long festival here for the Comedy Festival. Yeah. It's just over 3 weeks, and it's really great because, A, you get a lot of audiences, B, it's a nice run, and you can just get used to that.
Yeah.
So what times are you on?
I am on at two different times. I'm on at 7 o'clock until the end of eight, until sometime, and then I'm check the time basically. Either 7
we'll
o'clock.
Go to the comedy festival website.
Or 9:30.
Yeah. We've been talking today to Shappy Kosandi, and another international comedian in town from the United Kingdom with an amazing show. It's part of the festival. It's on at the Town Hall. For tickets, just go to the website of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival .com.au, and all the details are there. So that's
warned, I might proposition you on stage if you are a cute girl with rainbow shoes on.
I'm sure they'd be happy to be propositioned by you.
When I was, when I was having my baby, if you're a single woman having a baby in hospital, all the staff assume that you're gay, and they're so cool about it that you know they've been on a course.
Yeah.
And so I've been having an awful lot of fun on that premise that I shall tell you all about in my show.
Lovely. Well, we'll have to come and see your show. Mm. We've been talking today on Aesthetica with Shappy Kosandi and about her show. So it's really good. Can I wish you all the very best for the festival?
Thank you. It's really kind.
Thank you so much for coming in. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.